Okay, we'll be learning some Mo'alochas. Tonight we'll be discussing, amongst other shailas, is a person allowed to daven Shmona Esen pyjamas? We'll be discussing what happens if somebody hasn't got a top. Say he's going swimming or something, suddenly realizes Shkia. Can you daven Shmona Esen in that? We'll also be discussing what is the concept of a gartel, chassidim wear a gartel. Is that really very foreign and obscure? Is there any source for wearing a gartel? Gartel and pajamas, that's a beautiful example. Absolutely, gartel and pajamas, yes. And without a top. Yeah. So we'll be learning about a hat. What happens if is a person allowed to dance without a hat? We'll be discussing a mitzvah, what happens if somebody normally does dance with a hat, then he doesn't wear a hat this particular time, and if he forgot his hat at home, whatever it may be, then he's allowed to. Should he rather daven be yechidus or get his hat? We'll be discussing that as well, and we'll be discussing as well the issue of is it okay to daven with short sleeves. So these are quite a lot of topics tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Person was wearing a garment, talis chagur with a kind of belt, al mosnov lechasoisim and mosnov lemato. He was wearing a garment and he was going from the waist down. Memosnov, he was wearing a garment, memosnov from his waist down, lechasoisim mosnov lemato. So he was covered waist down and uncovered waist up. Also, the spalel is not allowed to daven until you've actually covered your top. The reason Mishnah Berurah says katan aleph, which is the bottom line, is as follows: the tzorich oliroi says atzmoi, because you have to look at yourself keilu oimid lifnei amelech. You have to consider yourself as if you're talking in front of the king, medaber be'emo, and talk in fear. Now, this is the underlying concept of the entire siman. You have to be respectful, as if you'll be talking in front of the king. And I think even nowadays, 2016, nobody would go to the king or to a high official without a top. Don't know how long it's going to last for, but still to this, I think even in contemporary times, people are generally going to be makbid to cover themselves fully. And therefore, that's the way one should daven Shmoyne Esser. So therefore, you have to wear something on top as well. And also le spalin on atadav achi chaselib until you've covered your top. Now the Mishnah Berurah cotton base is only four words, but they are very important. It's a quotation from the Bach. Shikaslib vuhatin kol gufo. Simply kol gufo, your entire body. This is the makor. This is the makor that a person should be covering himself completely. I want to finish the Shulchan Aruch because it's going to be very nagea. We'll get back to this Mishnah Berurah shortly. Vim loyki says libo. What happens if somebody didn't cover his top? Oishenenas, or he wasn't oynes. Ve'ein loy b'marshi his kasis, got nothing to wear on top. Hoyil, since v'kisa ervosoi, since he covered his erva, his erva was covered. His veispal and his daven yotze is yotze. So we're learning. Lechatchila, you should be covering your entire body, top and bottom. And lechatchila, because that's the way you'd be standing in front of a king. However, beti eved, if you did daven, and all you was covered was your ever, and you weren't covered on top at all. But the eved yoyotze, true, you're not going to be standing like this in front of the king. But the eved yoyotze, even if your top was completely uncovered. So the first question we mentioned: what if somebody goes swimming and sees a shki is near? So lechatchila, try to cover yourself. But yes, the eved, if you are completely uncovered on top, you can daven like that. It sounds very bizarre. Feel uncomfortable doing that. But yes, the halacha is, if needed, you can daven, but the effort, you can daven Shmoneh Esser without a top at all. Now, the reason why I'm focusing on this Mishnah Berurah, the last few words of the Mishnah Berurah on this page, which is, if cotton beis shechas, if huatim kol gufoi, this is really the entire makor. If anybody's makbit on not davening with short sleeves, some people are makbit not davening with short sleeves, so if that is somebody's makbit, that's where it's coming from. The Bach says, "Wadin kol gufoy, your entire body should be covered." If somebody's kol gufoy, the posh understanding of the Mishnah Berurah kol gufoy is that it's referring to his top. But if you look in the Bach, it may have, and that's probably what the Mishnah Berurah means over here, kol gufo, it could mean that it should be literally covered, all the areas. Now, one could argue that this is a normal way of walking around nowadays, so maybe that's not the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah may not mean that. But if somebody's makbit to wear, to daven with, not to daven short sleeves, that's where it's coming from. What do you think about short trousers, Abba Yisrael? Short trousers. Above the knees, under the knees, short trousers. Is that a problem or not? It's a problem. Problem, can't have on Shmona Esle with short trousers. That's right. So, but yeah, but it's definitely okay. And a person should daven Shmona Esle if there's no alternative. But even Lechatchila, the Mekoyer would be, the entire Mekoyer, to say Lechatchila don't do that, is this Mishnah Berurah over here. That's the only Mekoyer that we've got. Not daven with short trousers, is this Mishnah Berurah. Vuhatin kol guf, it Lechatchila should be covering his entire body. He's referring to the, so he's referring to the legs as well. That's where, if a person is makbet, that's where it's coming from. And ideally to cover his entire body, but again, certainly it's b'di'eved, or certainly if needed, one is certainly not allowed to daven like that. Okay, save base. Tzorich le'zoy ezoy b'sha'as ha'tfila. A person should wear a belt b'sha'as ha'tfila when he's davening shmona esrei. A belt during shmona esrei. So what he's referring to, Avnet, over here, what he means, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, is that the trousers have a part, I don't exactly know what the case was of the trousers, I don't exactly know how they were cut and how they looked, but it seems that there was some sort of belt attached to the trousers. So there was some sort of something holding the trousers. They're obviously not... Probably a seam, or maybe a string, or I don't exactly know what it was, but it was something holding the trousers. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even if your trousers had that kind of avne, that kind of belt which was attached to it, nevertheless, there is an inyan of wearing an additional belt when you daven. Why is that? Trousers are not going to fall down. Why is that? Why do you need to wear an additional belt? Shulchan Aruch says, Mishum Hikoin, a concept of Hikoin. Hikoin literally means to prepare, and it means that when it comes to Shemana, it's specifically a concept with regards to Shemana Esrei, and that when we daven Shemana Esrei, we should be specially prepared and presentable. We should be maybe more, I don't think elegant is the right word, more elevated, and that's the concept of Hikoin. Hikoin, Likras Hashem Alekecha, should be more prepared. And therefore, the belt is something which, although the trousers are not going to fall down, but if you have an additional belt, that's the concept of the code. Of course, but yeah, but you don't need to. But that's where the additional belt comes. Let's go through words of Shulchan Aruch again. Tzorich le'ezo ezo b'shas atfil. You need to wear a belt when you daven. Hafili yesh lo avnet, even if your trousers has an avnet, she'en li b'reis ha'evo, that your heart is not drawing the ever. We discussed this earlier, that there is a separation between the top and the bottom of your body. Mishum Hikoin, because of Hikoin, Avol Shah Brochas, but all the other remaining brochas, excluding Shemoneh Esrei, Muta Levorich Poloich HaGur, you're allowed to daven without an additional belt. Me'achas Yesh LeMechnasayim, because you've got your trousers on. So there's no problem, you can daven, you can make additional brochas without additional belt. As long as the libo, your heart is not seeing the ever. So we're seeing over here that there's a concept of putting an additional belt on. Rabbi Sai, this, of course, is the concept of the gartel. The chassidim wearing gartlech, that's where it's coming from. Chassidim are very makbet to wear a gartel. The concept of wearing an additional gartel, what the chassidim do, they take the gartel out before the daven, and they're going to put the gartel on. This is where it's coming from, and it's a very literal understanding of Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a minik, what we would call minik chassidim. It's a very literal understanding of Shulchan Aruch, and a credit must go to this chassidish minik. Where does it, however, come from that we are not makbet? Why is it that so many of us are not makbet? We are Shulchan Aruch Yidden, and we are makbet to do everything Shulchan Aruch says. What would you think would be a rationale to understand the people? Pardon? Because they... Very good. Excellent. Very good, Mr. Bin. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Then one could argue that nowadays that we've got another belt, we've got an additional belt, which is not the one attached to the trousers. So it could be, one could argue, that you don't need an additional belt specially for Shemoneh Esrei. This was talking about the trousers. If the trousers have a belt attached, then there's an Indian of putting an additional belt on. But if you've got an additional belt on anyway, maybe Shulchan Aruch never said you should put the girdle on. Does that make sense? Braces. You know what the Yiddish expression of braces is? Soymich Neuflin. Yeah. So what you're saying there, would there be a concept? Yeah. So the MSA that the Poskim say, many Poskim say that nowadays could be that there is no concept at all, because the belt that he was referring to was the belt which would be make it more presentable, would make the trousers, it would be part of Hikon, would be something if you would go in front of a king, if you'd go in front of a very senior high minister, you'd put on a certain belt. And that is the belt we're referring to over here. That you should put an additional belt on, which is particularly presentable and sophisticated. Nowadays we don't have that kind of belt, maybe that the concept doesn't apply at all. One could argue. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Dalet, who with the every mispal bloy ezo yotza. If you're done without the belt, of course you are. Yoit said he's only a lechatchila. And Sifkotten Hay says, Avnet, Roit Seloima, Avnet, Shal Michnasem, Avsig, Blimo, Benever. As we explained, the Avnet is over here talking about separation between the trousers and the top. And then finally, Sifkotten Vav, Mishum Hiko, Likras, Issa Bezoya, Vezchanan. The Zoya says, we have an additional point. Man, the coin Betzloisa, somebody, that has an additional point over here. The Zohar Kodesh says, Moin the Koyim Betzloisa, somebody who is davening before Hashem, Boi, he needs to lechsui reishei, he needs to cover his head, ve'einoi, and his eyes, begin in order to leistakel b'shchintei. It says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Zohar, that somebody is davening Shemoneh Esrei, not only should wear a belt, which is the point that we're mentioning over here, besides that you also need to cover your head, in a way that you don't see anything out. The eyes cover up and you can't see anything. And this is referring to Betalis Shal Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, based on this, that you shouldn't see out during Shemoneh Esrei, there's an Inyan which you take your talis and you cover right up to your eyes in a way that you don't see anything out. That is a Choshev Inyan according to the Zohar Kodesh. Do you know what it means? You take off the talis and you put it right over the eyes. They don't see anything out. And he adds quite scary words. Mind the pokach eino b'shas loisa. Somebody does open his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei. Magdim alo malach hamoves. He proceeds. He brings the malach hamoves earlier chalila. So one should really ensure to cover one's eye. But the Mishnah Berurah adds a very, very critical words, which is the following: I'm besimin tzadikesim Mishnah Berurah sif kotten hey. So that doesn't sound like a very meaningful statement, but it is a very meaningful statement, because what he's referring to is the Mishnah Berurah over there says. He doesn't say it over here, but Mishnah over there says that, yes, ideally you should cover your eyes. It's choshev einyan during Shemoneh Esrei. Have you ever seen people on makbet? Yeah, many people, many Talmid Chomid are really makbet. They put the talus right over their eyes. That's where it's coming from, this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah ever says, if you look in the other Mishnah Berurah over there, what the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin to, what he said over there is that it's just, this is only talking about somebody who's not looking in a siddur. Not looking in a siddur. But certainly, somebody looking in a siddur, that's just as good. So you've got two options. You can either cover your eyes with a talus. That's perfect. That's ideal. But Mishnah Berurah says there that it's just as good to look in a siddur. It's just as good. It's only referring to somebody who's looking in a siddur. Don't look around. That's unacceptable. Looking around is unacceptable. Either you cover your eyes or you look in a siddur. But there's no alternatives. Yeah. Yeah. Any Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's either closing the eyes. Closing the eyes, it's not to see out, it's closing the eyes, or to look inside, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So we'll either be looking in the siddur or closing the eyes. Yeah. But. Good. So this is an interesting halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. I'm not quite sure actually where the Mishnah Berurah Dafke brings this Zohar over here. We're talking about girdle, we're talking about belts. Mishnah Berurah goes slightly off topic and he says, make sure to cover your eyes. Don't know why he brings this Dafke over here. But that's where the Mishnah Berurah is putting it. Ah, yeah, it comes from Hikoin. That's right. Very good. That's the answer. That's clearly the answer. Absolutely correct. Very good. Yeah. That's right. So the post can actually ask that question. You're not meant to look out. So why is it that we need to have windows facing out. So the posh answer will be that it is for before davening. Prior to davening, you look out, and then you daven like this. But indeed, during davening, you shouldn't be looking out. Although we did see that if a person gets stuck in the middle of davening, can't concentrate, then you should look out for a moment. But that's probably not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I suppose. Does that make sense? That's probably, yeah. Okay, Siv Gimel. Yesh Oimrim, some say, the Osu Lehoitzi as Koro, a person is not allowed to mention Hashem's name, Mepiv, from his mouth, Beroish Megule, with an uncovered head. Never say Hashem's name without having anything on your head. V'yesh Oimrim, some say Sheshlim Chois, that you have to protest, don't enter the shul Pegula Roish with an uncovered head. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch is here teaching us that don't ever say Hashem's name without anything on your head. We have learned in a previous siman, a similar halacha, but over here what it says, don't mention Hashem's name without something on your head, and additionally to that, it's mentioned, don't go to shul with an uncovered head. What is not mentioned over here is what happens if actually a person did. What happens if a person did? This is not something mentioned in Mishnah Berurah over here. What happens if some person did? So we understand you need to put something, you need to wear a couple. Yeah, so far I'm not talking about hats yet. That's going to be the next eve. I'm talking about couples now. When you make a bracha, when you daven, when you learn, when you say Hashem's name, you should have something on your head. Okay. We have mentioned that for many doiras, in many generations, in Middle European countries, we can't deny the fact that hundreds of very erlich Yidin, Yerushalayim, Yidin were makbit, kalak v'chamur, they were makbit on all the halachas. They didn't wear couples the entire day. They didn't. They lived in a goyish world, and it's well known that, especially the Yekes, but in other communities as well, to know that some Sfardish kid as well, they didn't wear couples the whole day. Of course, as soon as they walked into shul, certainly when they daven, when they made the bracha, they would put something on their head. But it's a known fact. But we were learning that somebody should... What happens if somebody actually just realized? I remember that happened to somebody in yeshiva. You can imagine that embarrassment. Somebody davened, and eventually middle of the same, somebody taps on the shoulder. I remember this. I was on the shoulder. He points to his head. He said, "What?" And he said, there's no couple on his head. So what happens if somebody makes a brocha, benches, davens, and he doesn't have a couple? What's the halacha? Bedi'evet. By the roof. Bedi'evet called by the roof. So if it's outside, it would be no good. If it's inside, it would be okay. Yeah, interesting. Never heard that. Really interesting. It's too far. It's too far to be covered. I never heard that. It's interesting. Interesting spot. Interesting. Any other?
Once you said you've got a kippah, let's say in your office and you want to have a drink of water, you said you can use your sleeve.
Oh, good. Yeah, if that, he didn't do that. You're right. There is the concept, 100% correct. He didn't do that. So it's very interesting. Shlomo Zalman in this Sefer, he actually says, but the evidence is fine. But the evidence is fine. It doesn't say anywhere that but the evidence you're not yotze. We should put a head cover on. We should wear that. But the evidence you're yotze. But the evidence you're yotze. Don't go over Shemoneh Esrei again. Unbelievable. That's what B'Shlom is Alman Paskins. There is, however, a Chumra Moshe that totally disagrees with that. And he says the following. He says a fascinating story. He says that we know that the Goyim nowadays, they're particularly makbit, when they go into their tiflis, they take their head covers off, don't they? Right? So anything, a part of their ritual is to dafka be beheaded. Says Moshe, therefore, since they, the Goyim, are makbit, not to cover the head, therefore, is a concept of chukas agoy, a real proper concept of chukas agoy. Concept of chukas agoy, we know, and that therefore says Moshe, Fanshan zichron livocha, that since the goyim are makbit not to cover the head, therefore we are dafka. There is comes out that because of that, if a person davens without, it's going to be a teva. It's going to be chukas agoy, and he's not yotzei to daven again. At kan re Moshe. Right, okay, but never. I really don't know much, and I'm not particularly keen to hear more. All I know is that Moshe, and Moshe says that there is something about their ritual, dafka uncover there.
But that means an external factor can make him
Absolutely, it's a chiddush. That's what Moshe speaks about. It's a chiddush, but that's what it is, yeah. And I'll tell you more now. That comes out that if there is certain societies where they're not makbit, or there's religions or areas or continents where they're not makbit, arguably there would be no problem there, but yevet. According to Moshe, yeah. Okay, that's an interesting point. The Shulchan Aruch continues in now. That's with regards to couples. Okay, I think it's quite a chiddush. Are we okay with that? Now we could go on and we speak about the hats. Siv Dalet. Koi Voim. It's interesting that in Yiddish, in some Yiddish, Koi is called couplage. Yeah, no, so it's not couple, it doesn't mean couple, because couple is the early Siv. It's couplage, which means a hat. Koi Voim a hat. Haklui Mikash, which is made out of straw. Straw hat. Chashiva Kisui. It's considered a head cover. But if you just put your head, you put your hand on your head, it's not considered a head cover. That's very much what you're mentioning. If you just put your hand on your head, you can't make a bracha like that. Hand on your head is no good. You would have to actually do it in a different way that is actually covering it. But just put your hand on your head is not considered a kisui, because ein guf mechase guf. We spoke about that many times in previous yishurim. The body cannot cover itself. Right. If somebody else puts his hand on your head, that would be okay. Right. Now, pardon? Right. What you... What's that? Correct. It just said this specific... Okay, yeah, it's a few, you're right. Okay, so Seif Gimel told us the concept of a couple. Seif Dalet starts off just being one specific type of hat, which is Koivoy Makluim Mikash. Straw hat is considered the kish. You'd have thought that maybe it's not strong enough, not good enough. It's considered the kish, it's considered a head covering. Correct, there's nothing underneath it, correct, yeah. And then he adds, and he says that if you have your hand, then it depends if it's your own hand or somebody else's hand. Good. Now, the Shulchan Aruch now continues, and we're going to get to the hats, more about the hats shortly. Lo yamoy ba'afundosoi, a person should not have an afundosoi. Afundosoi is a, as mentioned in the Mishnah in Brochos, afundosoi is a money belt. It's a kind of belt which is made out of leather. There was no wallets and purses as in contemporary times. There was a kind of wallets, and in there you put some coins in. You know, it's probably quite useful if you had. Yeah, imagine a leather pouch. Is that you'd call it? A leather pouch? Yeah, it's probably quite similar to when some people when they travel and they've got thousands and thousands of pounds with them. Not that I'm talking from experience. you want to on the flights or something, so you have got these special, okay? So it's a bit similar to afundoso, a money belt. You can stuff money in that belt. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. You can't go in Beis HaMikdash with that. So also similarly, don't go with a money belt. Don't daven like that. Again, not with an uncovered head. This is again talking about no couple. Do not daven bare feet. In other words, don't daven in a way that you wouldn't stand in front of a choshev person, in front of a king. Don't go bare feet. If people wouldn't stand like that in front of a king, bare feet, you wouldn't dare going to in a white hall. You wouldn't go bare feet. So don't go like that to shul. So anything that is unpresentable, undignified, don't daven like that. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if cotton you'd aleph, bafundosi who has a chalul shmesim b'mois, this is a belt that you put coin in, ve'enodech, cover it, it's not respectful, lamed kein to stand so lifne Hashem isbach before Hashem. V'chein, similarly, enoch l'espal bekapotten, it's not right, this is similar, v'beged tachnu b'shlaf rock. These are pyjamas, what we'd call nowadays pyjamas. Don't daven in pyjamas. L'chadchina, don't daven in pyjamas, it's disrespectful. Now if a person is unwell, yeah, so put on dressing gown. Dressing gown, like it's also like chatchila. You wouldn't go like that, but at least the pyjamas. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't daven like that. Yes, that's right. Yeah. So maybe yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the idea is that he has to be presentable and lechatchila, one shouldn't. Rav Ozna has a tshuva about Purim, since we're already nearly Shloshim Yoim, so it's maybe worth mentioning. Rav Ozna has a tshuva in one of his later tshuvas. He writes about pajamas, dressing gowns, on Purim. You know, Taina. Problem, not a problem. Not a problem, not a problem. Rav Ozna is mekel. He says as long as you're behaving okay, it's fine on Purim. That's what he says. That's literally what he says. Okay, now Sifkat Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Megule, uvizmaneinu tzorich lasim beis atfilu koiva beroishoi. Nowadays, one should wear a hat during davening. Kederech shoylich berchoiv, the way one would walk in the street. Veloi bekova kotten shetachas a koiva, not a couple. Ki enderech lamoit ken lifnei anoshim chshuvim. Because you wouldn't just walk, you wouldn't just stand in front of a king with just a couple. Certainly, you'd put on a hat. Therefore, you should daven with a hat. And definitely not with a sleeping couple. You know, the sleeping couple, so you shouldn't daven like that as well. So, it says the Mishnah Berurah that, I just want to put it in the words that he puts it. Don't, he says, bizmaneinu nowadays, you need to daven with a hat. Why? The same way you'd walk on the street. And not the regular couple. That is underneath the hat. Because that's not the way you'd stand in front of a choshva person. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what do you think about that?
That changed today.
Absolutely. Okay. So here is where one could easily argue that this could be true in the 1910s, 1920s, that people would not walk around in the streets without the hat. And I don't know if anybody saw the video of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, quite an unbelievable video. I'm sure you all had the schus of seeing it. It's unbelievable. It's quite noticeable that people, and that's one of the many things you can learn from the video. There's many things you can learn from that short video. One of the things that people would walk around on the street. I remember my grandmother always used to say that she feels she's still disturbed by the fact that people would walk around on the street bareheaded. Any guy would walk around with a hat. It's not dignified to walk around like that. Therefore, that's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. That's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. That it's not dignified to walk around just with a cup without the hat. Therefore, if you daven with the hat, clearly, Rabbi Kagan is right. Clearly, this is something that can be revisited nowadays. And nowadays, most people, any goy, wouldn't walk around with a hat. I think it looks odd nowadays to walk around with a hat. Has it gone that far? Yeah? So therefore, one could easily argue that nowadays this concept is slightly different. It's a very, very chosh, it's a very, very good point. What do you think? No, I think it's definitely a lot of truth in it. What do you, Tana? No? Yeah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and speaks about gloves. And he says that gloves is not respectful to daven with gloves. He's however not referring to, he said disrespectful to daven with gloves. He said, however, and he also speaks about boots. He says boots, shtivel, is also no good. Don't daven with boots. He says that, however, if the minhag is to be standing like that in front of choshva people, you'd be allowed to daven with boots as well, but generally avoid davening with boots. The Mishnah Berurah, I just want to mention that Shlomo Zalman speaks about if somebody is makpid, because I started off to share with that question. What happens if somebody is makpid to daven with a hat? I don't know if it's ever happened to you. You don't really daven with a hat, and you forgot your hat. Cannot daven with a hat. Are you meant to daven? What are you meant to do? Are you not just daven without the hat? Or are you meant to go and get your hat and you go daven be yechides? So the answer, of course, is going to be daven without the hat. Daven without the hat. That's what Shlomo Zalman paskens. It is an interesting psak by Chaim Kanievsky, apparently, that he disagrees with that, actually. And he said, no, now the Mishnah Berurah says you should daven with that. He's even doichet filo b'tzivah. But that's certainly not what Shlomo Zalman paskens. That's certainly not the minhag. But it's an interesting psak quoted by Chaim Kanievsky.
How come you said about the belt?
Yeah.
Nowadays people don't, and the general minhag is chazish, do not. So the hat, the minhag is too, even though it's like in some different.
Yeah, ways, good point.
Take things on, and some of you don't.
Good question. That's a very good question. From Kaden's question, I think it's a very good question. When it came to the gartel, we said that the consensus of the Ashkenazic world is, although it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, how did you put it? That the consensus is not to put.
It's nowadays that we don't do that, whereas with the hat, nowadays we also don't.
But there is more, right. I suppose, it's a good question. I suppose there's less Indian. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question to think about. Yeah, the answer probably is going to be that the belt, probably according to many shittas, we are yoitze by having a leather belt the way we have. This is the afuke, this comes to be excluding a belt which is attached to the trousers. So it could be according to some opinions, which is true, some achonim say we are yoitze, this halacha, by having a leather belt the way we've got it, which is not attached to the trousers. That's not called attached. It's not like the avnet that he's referring to. That was mamash part of the trousers, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. So that's maybe the answer. But I hear your point. I think it's a valid point. Why is there more kapod on that? No, I think it's a very valid point. Okay, so we covered many points, and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.